paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me, on the due east corner of our studio, slash our bedroom's daughter's bedroom, words are hard,
yes,
is
daughters.
My lovely wife,
yes.
Melissa Nickerson. We are in our beanbags, though, as they are affectionately called in our home, the Joes.
The Joes, the big Joes.
That's their brand. Mm-hmm. They needed a little break because they also sat through 4 hours of Zack Snyder's Justice League cut last night. Mm-hmm. And now we're using them to do our 4 hour Melissa
it's
cut podcast.
4 hour podcast.
It's going to be a 4 hour podcast. It's not.
Buckle up.
There's no way in no way in Hades I would ever do a 4 hour podcast. I have zero interest in it. If Joe Rogan asked, I would do it.
Absolutely.
And then people would come to this podcast and be very disappointed. It's just some dude and his wife.
Do you think it's actually 5 hours and then they cut it down?
I don't think they trim it. I don't think that there's any edits to it.
But they've got to take breaks.
Nate was on it last week, as many of you guys know.
Just to drink water.
I have wondered about bathroom breaks. I have wondered about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially a lot of time because like they're drinking, you know, and they're having, you know, whiskey or they're
really?
Having. Sometimes,
okay.
You know, it's kind of whatever the guest wants, you know,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes I'll have cigars, but a lot of time they're drinking coffee. Like he really likes like nitro and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So I'm just like, oh, man, that sounds. I would be like, hey,
it's
can I go pee
combination.
Right before you hit record? Because I went every time there was a different part in the movie last night, part one, part two, I thought I could
parts.
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah. I think there's five.
Nate was on it. Nate Bargatze was on it last mm-hmm. week. And Aaron, you know, for those of you who don't know, Nate has a podcast that he started during this time called Nateland. And then friends of the pod, Front Seaters, Aaron Weber and mm-hmm. Brian Bates are on it. And Aaron posted a picture of a comment that they got on this last one, like just came over here
from Rogan. Yeah.
What was this? I'll never get that 2 hours of my life back. They literally talked about nothing. And it was something along those lines.
Oh,
and Brian and Aaron said, welcome to the pod. Like, like that's their thing. So if you're, I wonder, there is a lesson there to
There's
be learned.
A place for both.
Exactly. Exactly. We're not here to talk about nothing. We're here to talk about family. We're here to talk about marriage. We're here to talk about relationships. We're here to talk about siblings. We're here to talk about life.
And it's funny.
Funny and doing our best to make it all funny. We have had a funny week before we dive into it.
Oh, yeah.
Dawn.
Where do we go? Where do we start?
Grandpa went under the knife. He had his back surgery.
Yep.
It went swimmingly. It went mm-hmm. really well. Mm-hmm. He's doing very well today. He's gotten two at-home nurse visits. Mm-hmm. He's doing well. The incision looks good. No sign of infection. He has, you know, I'm not going to go too much into his personal, that's his stuff, you know, but he's doing well. He's doing well. And the nurse today, Ashley, came by and we had a nice little talk and she said, you guys should be okay to go to LA next week. And I go, yes. Because I hinted to you the idea that maybe we would have to push it back a day or two. And you served me divorce papers. She said, you cancel that Marriott, then you're canceling this Melissa.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Well, it's our spring break. Mm-hmm. Our kids get 2 weeks. So we're trying to do all of our...
Which is hilarious because they're barely in school as is.
Yeah. We got makeup work to do.
Right.
Homework.
We got
lots of stuff going on.
Actual makeup we have to do.
That's work too.
Which you haven't been doing a lot of lately.
I haven't worn makeup for a year.
Melissa has been, you know, we're getting ahead.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into this topic in a second.
This comes up.
We're going to talk a lot about kind of, I don't want to say post-pandemic parenting, but people are getting more and more reflective of how this year impacted parents specifically. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But to finish this story, so Dawn 316, it was two Tuesdays ago, right? Is that I'm sorry. But it was a week from this comes out on Tuesday.
Yeah, it'll be a week.
It happened
tomorrow.
On a Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
So it'll be a week. And it was a week ago when you guys are listening to this, assuming that you guys are faithful listeners and listen right on time. Mm-hmm. We dropped Dawn off of the hospital and seemingly fine. Everything's going good. It's actually kind of an easy drop off because I can't go in with him. And we are going about our day. Right before you and I go for a run, while I'm changing, this is when, like, I'm putting on my shorts to run.
Yeah.
I tweak my back and I was like, oh, that doesn't feel particularly nice, but I don't really think anything of it. And then it just kind of starts getting worse and worse. And then you're changing and I'm laying on the ground. And I said, let's switch to a walk. And it was actually a very lovely walk, but I was in a significant amount of discomfort.
Yeah, your posture, so this was Wednesday.
This was Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday? Okay, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Your posture was either like hunched over.
Right.
Or fully upright.
Right.
Like you were like in military saluting or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because you were in
hunchback or
so much
straight
pain.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were just kind of coping. So I had noticed some back pain. It was just kind of a lingering thing. And then the next day comes, Wednesday, and I have to go pick up my dad from the hospital. My back is pretty sore. I'm picking my dad up from back surgery with a bad back.
Yes.
And I have to bring Claire because you guys are at kayaking and Joel's at the skate park.
Uh-huh.
So I bring Claire. Now, I go pick my dad up. That goes okay. I don't have to lift him or anything like that. I'm not
just
even going to really support.
Open the door.
I have to go drop off Claire at art class. We go down to the Croc Center, another friend of the pod, and they have outdoor art classes, and now they're indoor. It's great. Croc is opening. Art class is going well. Mm-hmm. You're teaching inside again. It's great.
Yes,
the Croc
first
is
time Friday,
coming back to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to my old friend, coworker Deidre, head of the art department. We're all excited, and I'm about 2 minutes into the conversation, and I sense a tingle. And suddenly,
did you laugh? Is that
no? Suddenly,
just a normal.
No, I'm worried. Suddenly, I'm having a hard time standing, and I'm getting even more fidgety than I normally am in a conversation. So I start walking, and there's this little circle pickup. And my back is starting to hurt. And I get, I kid you not, 20 feet from the van. And I throw out my back.
And don't forget, Dawn's in the car.
Dawn is in the car looking at me.
High as a kite.
Would tell me later, thought I crapped my pants. Because I was walking. And all of a sudden, I just stopped walking. And... it's taking
and your face changed.
It's taking everything in me not to go to my knees at my former employer of 5 years where everybody there knows who I am.
Yeah.
And I'm about to go to my knees in the cement. I'm in an excruciating amount of lower back pain. I can't move. But I can't stand either. I take one step backwards to, because I'm like, oh, well, there's something to hold on to. Like one of those little light beams that go like 4 feet up. And mind you, I've been working out more. I'm right now, I'm lighter than I've been in like 10 years. Yep. I'm healthy, eating better. Of course this happens, right? And I think I had heard it exercising another, who knows twists. Why this happened.
Yeah.
But this happens with backs. It's the few times I've done this, you have like that little tweak thing and then it hits later.
Yep.
And I find a way to get in the door of my van, like to my seat. I can't shut the door. I can't drive. I'm just short of, I'm like moaning in pain. Just,
I think Don said you screamed.
He's dramatic.
That's Don.
And he is, he's high as a kite. He's on all the drugs in the world.
He had a 6-hour surgery.
And he's like, he told me he wished he could have gave me some, which was funny. And I was like, wouldn't want those. And I'm like, I just have to ride this out. And he's like, well, maybe you should call Melissa. I was like, Melissa's a half an hour away. That doesn't.
With two kids at different locations.
Exactly. Yeah. That doesn't.
Laura's in the bay.
Yeah.
In a kayak.
And in my mind, I'm like, I have to get home, lay on the ground. I had hoped to go down to the martial arts place because I wanted to go inquire about some karate classes for the girls. And I'm in so much pain. And he's like, oh, you got a pinched nerve. You know, my dad always exaggerates what he thinks the injury is. Get home, lay on the ground for about 4 hours. Text you, hey, can you have someone else pick her up?
Claire,
Later that night, I'm laying the kids down. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be useful. I had helped unload. I was in a lot of pain, but I hate being dead weight in the house. Unless it's early morning and I'm sleeping in. Then I don't mind at all. Then I'm like, I deserve this. But it happens again. This
You're
time
like, hey, I can lay down in the back room.
Right. So as I'm setting Claire up with everything and turning on the noise machine, I'm doing all these things. It hits again. This time I'm in the comfort of my own home. So I can go to my knees the way that I need to. And again, it should have only happened once because then you should be out of commission. But then I was stupid and I pushed it a little. And the kids mocked me as I went down. And Joel told me to walk it off. And I hit the ground and then Claire immediately jumped on my back. Hilarious.
Yeah.
So now.
She's still talking about it.
Yeah. This is after, the kids went to youth group and I had been the prayer request for.
Yes.
For the bad backs. What was the youth leader said? The youth leader.
Then I have to go get them.
What did Joel brought us up as a prayer request?
Yeah.
And then what did the guy say to him?
He said, my grandpa just had back surgery and my dad threw out his back today.
Right.
And then the youth leader goes, you need to stretch your back. To Joel.
I hadn't had back pain in a while.
It's not bad advice.
I used to. One of my favorite things about working at the Croc is I would just go hang on that pull-up bar.
Gloria asked for a pull-up bar.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Where would we put it? Next to that
our
6-foot yellow arrow sign we got?
Well, we have a new patio, thanks to our landlord, and
what do you mean we have a new patio?
No, this got put in.
No, that's not a patio. That's the awning.
It's a patio.
No, the patio is the floor part, is the ground.
Or it's called like a portico or something.
Okay.
It's a wooden.
It's
a roof over a patio.
How do you define a patio?
So my point is we have this new wood, white painted portico, whatever.
A patio is a paved outdoor area adjoining a house. So.
Okay, but I'm talking
about pavement.
Okay, there's
you're
like
talking about the overhead, the
awning.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, that's Don's woodworking.
I just want us to
that the patio is Don's workshop.
Right.
And we need to encourage him to have outlets. So
truly.
My brand new patio is a woodworking site.
It's not a brand new patio. Oh no, that time it is. It's but the patio is a working area. Yes. It's,
yes.
It's it, and that was
it's
yesterday.
Son's workshop.
Yesterday we did a ton of yard work, and half of it was moving his stuff, and just going, I wonder if he'll notice this is gone. I will say, when you were doing yard work, his stuff being out there, pretty helpful. Because like, oh, I need some pliers for the weed eater little thing.
Yeah,
strings.
Now all our tools live on the patio.
Which is not terrible, because they've lived in one little bag in one closet. Some
it's
often
more
our son's closet.
Yeah. It wasn't going to be my first choice.
Right.
But I like it right now because it's all put away.
Listen, it's...
Usually there's a couple pieces of wood drying.
Dawn is one of our children.
Workbenches.
And it's important for your children to have outlets.
Yes.
And
it
hobbies.
Is. Mm-hmm.
And if he
you
wants to go out there
those.
And make a birdhouse, he just keeps making stuff.
Yeah.
He made a birdhouse. He's made a ton of stuff in his room.
Stenciling a Seahawks logo on it.
Yeah.
He has, well, he's a carpenter.
Yes.
And so, yeah, like he built himself a desk with shelving for his desk. Shelving for his desk that has like little hook for his keys.
Right, right, right.
A little piece cut out so he can turn his light on.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's custom. That could be his thing.
Right.
But I would never suggest another project. It just, it is what it is.
Well, that being said, my back is doing
I'm
better.
I'm not sure how we got on that.
We were going to do a run today, but then we just decided to get craft coffee instead.
Yes. That kind, you know what? That's a good, that transitions into what we were going to talk about
so
today.
Melissa came about. Melissa's been wanting to talk about pandemic and parenting, and I'm like, let's do an episode about teeth.
Sure.
a little more tangible. But what it was it is it, you know, like we said, it's been a year now.
Yeah.
We were doing Corona Chronicles a year ago. We're going to, you know, some of you guys sent us some nice emails. We're going to do some emails at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But you stumbled across an article that you felt like kind of encapsulated what a lot of moms specifically or parents in general.
Well, yeah, I've been seeing quite a few articles over the past year about pandemic parenting and chronic stress.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all those things have to be like, you know, they have to do studies.
Right.
Right. And to like have more clear data and
mm-hmm.
stuff. But we can link there. I have like three articles. I can link them in the show notes if you want. But
first off, let's talk about your relationship with articles. You love to send me an article.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, did Wait, you?
Okay, here's
go
the
ahead.
Thing. When I read an article that I can relate to.
Yeah.
Then I go like, well, who else could this help?
Right. Well, you...
Because it helps me.
It does help you. And you want to be understood. It's a big part of your personality.
Mm-hmm.
And which is why when I'm doing sets this last Saturday night in Escondido, you're sending me quotes about grief.
Yes.
It was a heavy one, too. Yeah.
It was. I don't know. I love that
stuff. We'll do a grief series. We'll do like, we need to do a grief series at the time that it makes the least amount of sense, like we did with February's for fighting. So what's like the happiest time of year? Like grief over Christmas
Summer.
Doesn't make sense because
Summer.
Grief December is. Oh, I guess we already did Christmases for crying. Yeah, we'll do it. We'll hit a summer grief series.
No, I don't know.
Family grief in July. Let us know,
okay.
Everybody, how much.
I don't, everyone needs to chime in here. Really, on what they want to talk about.
Hey, listen, we are a podcast of the people. So shoot us an email at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com of more topics and, you know, ideas that you want us to continue to explore. A grief one would be good. But anyways, you found this article and you felt like it perfectly encapsulated some stuff. And you're like, let's talk about this article. And I go, or you could summarize it on the pod and then I could riff on it.
Yeah, and then you don't have to read it. And because articles don't hit you like they hit me,
you know,
which is fine.
I read a headline and then I skim the article until it tells me about what that headline said. Like if the headline grabs me and then I go, yeah, okay, tell me what about, you know, then that's my whole relationship, which is ironic because I used to write articles.
No, but you're not wrong that an article will have like
A lot of fluff.
Two stories, you know, personal stories, and then like three tips or one main point or right. fact or something.
Right. Like yeah. a lot of articles, I feel like half of articles could be like the tweets.
You could or just, a paragraph. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah. Exactly. You could have covered this in 144 characters.
I guess that was that whole, the 22 words, right?
Yeah. But, once yeah. upon a time. Anyway. So tell me about this article.
Okay, what was it so called? This article, it's got a good title. Stop. Okay. Brain fog, fatigue, and chronic stress.
And this wears where? By whom?
Okay. Well, I didn't finish the title.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sorry.
Brain fog, fatigue, and chronic stress. 53% of U.S. women are burned out. Here's how to cope. And this was published
53%.
March 10th. CNBC.
CNBC. Yeah. Is it going to answer the question of the definition of what's the definition of burnt out?
Well, they have an expert
okay.
who wrote a book about burnout.
All right.
Okay.
That's but my skeptical side. I could give
you
side. Some.
Yeah. See, I love how you think so differently. Than
I
me.
Go, what's, okay, define
you're
burnout.
You're already like yeah, it's, halfway out.
It's like when you.
like, how do you quantify burnout?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was like. You know, it's when you'll be like, yeah, exactly. Like, you know, 75% of people are stressed. Like, okay, tell me what is stressed.
Tell me more.
Someone just in an article said they're stressed. You know, like everybody gets stressed. How are you going to? That's like, but like, I like articles when they'll be like, you know, 50% of Americans can't afford a $500 bill. I'm like, okay, well, that's quantifiable. But
yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. did the doctor qualify? No, or, you know,
you're not wrong. I think it's good to question things, and you question things more than I do.
Right.
But this was based on a survey, SurveyMonkey, of course, Women at Work survey, and it was conducted.
Oh, so these are working women. So this doesn't even apply to you.
What?
You don't have a job. This doesn't even, you wouldn't even be, you don't even qualify to qualify. You don't get to qualify for the burnout thing. You're not even in the demographic. You should even be reading this. This is for working women, women with jobs and careers. Oh, if you guys could see the look.
I'm speechless.
I'm kidding, everybody. If you guys are new to this podcast, I'm very proud of Melissa, and she works incredibly hard, and she's the CFO of our company, and she does a ton of work, including the newsletter and the books, and I mean, for the company, those are the two main things, but she helps with things like photo shoots yesterday, and she also manages the house. She's a big deal around these parts. Big fan, but this article does not apply to her because she doesn't have a job.
I don't, yeah.
They wouldn't have sent you the survey. Though our tax person, this was a funny moment, our tax person earlier this year did suggest that maybe we should give you a paycheck. And yeah. I said, finally, you're getting back to the workforce.
Dustin, I am currently teaching one fitness
That's
class
true.
A week.
You know what? I forgot about the fitness class.
All right. So anyways, there's this survey was suggesting that women do 20 hours a week of caregiving and housework.
Okay.
So then if you work 40 hours a week.
Oh, yeah. Not to mention our caregiving.
And then.
You're so busy.
And then if your kids are doing some sort of online learning or homeschooling.
Right. Which are.
Which we're not. We're kind of the exception at this point. We still have like a month until any sort of hybrid starting down here.
Right. Right. But you know what? A lot of people live in big cities that are still closed.
Yeah.
So
you're doing a lot of first grade work and I'm doing a lot of fifth grade
right.
work to survive this all. So the point is...
it took me a year, but I understand how to tell Claire the difference between a long and a short O sound now. All it took was a year.
And your third child. Yeah. It's insane. So basically... Of course, parents, anyone can be burnt out right now. But,
right.
But parents, or if you call it, you know, the sandwich generation, you got the parents above you, they need help, and you got the kids below.
Oh, that's what we are, the sandwich generation?
Yeah, all the responsibility falls on us.
Sure.
So here's what chronic stress can look like.
Okay.
And we can just, I'll just go quick.
Hit me.
Or you can interrupt.
I will interrupt, but yes.
Okay. Here we go. Symptoms or what, I don't know if you call it, I think you would say symptoms. I'm not a doctor. Brain fog, fatigue.
What's brain fog?
Brain fog is like forgetting your keys or an appointment or I think you're always in a brain fog.
No. I was going to say, if that's
it's just forgetting things.
Brain fog is a symptom of another medical condition. It involves memory problems, a lack of mental clarity, and an inability to focus. Girlfriend, I was born with brain fog. You merely adopted the brain fog. I was born in it. That's Bane.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mom brain, they say that too, because you're just tired and all that. Fatigue, that's a given.
Brain fog. That should have been the name of this podcast.
That's a good pod name. Dry mouth, trouble swallowing, hair loss, stomach issues.
Right.
Probably digestion issues. Okay, here we go. Muscle aches and pains. Most commonly, neck, back, shoulders.
Ugh.
Yes. Okay. Ear, jaw, head pain. Clenched and grinding.
Okay, pause there. So this is a good thing. I'm glad this came up because I have felt what the pandemic parenting has, that all clicks, of course. And they're saying that the pandemic has caused this in moms and parents in general.
So that some of these symptoms were from a Kaiser article about stress.
Sure. So that makes sense.
Stress on the body.
That all makes sense. And what this has... during this last year, we have either noticed or been diagnosed with, I started grinding my teeth, noticing hair loss for me.
Yeah.
I hurt my back. Mm-hmm. You've had chronic headaches.
Yes.
Jaw pain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's been times where your psoriasis has gotten worse.
Yeah. Flared up.
Yep.
Definitely the brain fog.
Definitely the brain fog, the fatigue. And I feel like that has exposed a difference in our personalities, in our marriage, where I downplay its correlation to this stuff, and I feel like you overplay it. Because you're like, well, stress causes your hair to fall out. And I'm like, no, I'm a 36-year-old guy.
Sure.
That just happened.
That's just middle age.
And you told me, you essentially told me I might be ripping my hair out.
Okay. So the reason I told you that was because a symptom of anxiety is twirling hair.
Right,
and you can actually just get lose a patch of hair.
Right, right, right. Which is not what's happening with me.
It's not like I've Googled hair loss symptoms.
Right.
But this I have friends who have kids who have experienced that
first
stuff.
First off, how can you prove why your hair is thinning? Yes or no? The point is, I think maybe I don't know. I'm trying to figure out our motivations for a correlation, or in my case, a lack of correlation.
Yeah.
Which is like, no, it's just a thing. It's just life. Because I tend to downplay everything.
Yes.
Like I'll have trauma in my life and I'll go, well, some people have it worse. Like that's a thing that I do. And I don't know if it's a protection mechanism. I don't know. I'm not a dumper. Like I don't dump my crap on, but go ahead.
You can finish your thought.
No. I don't know. But I don't know why.
I think you do it because you don't want the attention on you.
Right.
You would rather worry about other people's
needs. Isn't it amazing that I've chose this profession and I'm like, yeah, I don't like the attention on me though. I mean, obviously there's an element of me that does.
Yeah. But the one of the many reasons you're so good at comedy is because you can read a room like no one else.
Right. That's kind of,
you're perceiving the needs of the crowd.
It's very stressful.
So you don't have time to perceive your own needs.
I'm like Professor X.
All
I feel is their pain. So much pain.
So much pain. You have that helmet on.
But then do you know what older Professor X tells younger Professor X?
Well, not as much as you do.
He goes, it's not their pain you're scared of. It's yours.
You mean when he's all drugged up?
No, when he, remember he gets in Cerebro, and this is in Days of Future Past. I make all my important life connections through superhero movies.
Yes.
And he goes and talks to future him, Sir Patrick Stewart, in this case. And they're connecting, and they're like, so this is what becomes of us. And because they'd sent Logan back to change history.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, like, you have to believe again. You have to find strength. And he goes, I can't. All those voices, there's so much pain. And then cause it's not their
Whoa.
Pain. You're scared. And maybe there's not, who knows? This is not a professional diagnosis, but certainly there's an element of truth to that. But you would, I feel like maybe, maybe that's why I just, when I feel like when I find people corresponding or I have different friends who are always like, well, I think I'm this way because you're that, because this, this, and this happened. And I go, how do you know that? You don't know that. That maybe that just comes down to, I don't like when people act like they know anything because I don't know anything. I know nothing. There's nothing to know.
Well, it's definitely a guess.
It is a lot of guesswork.
You don't know, like, my back, I threw my back out because I'm a pandemic parent.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I was like, no, I think I threw my back
and
out.
Also, you're 36.
I think I threw my back out because I did some Russian twists on cement with a kettlebell, like a dum-dum, and then I immediately went and moved a bunch of Aquafina bottles, and I was stupid and lifted two at a time and squeezed Whoa. In between the minivan and the fence. I'm pretty sure that's why I did it. Also, my back is 36 years old. It's an old back.
Yeah.
But you like to correlate things.
Yeah, it like helps me to understand stuff.
Here's a question. Even
great.
If you're understanding it, and what if you're...
This I is could just be him, wrong.
And if you're wrong, that's yes. okay. That's what I have to be like. Like, you know what? Melissa thinks this is this way because this happened, and it's okay if she's wrong. Who cares?
Well, it's not... No, that's definitely a valid point.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're saying this all happened for these various reasons.
No. Okay. So I'm you're, saying that we you, are well, in you a see that state list, of chronic stress.
You see that list and you're like, check, 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 check. That we've had all that over the last year. So there's some correspondence. But also, you've had jaw and headache pain a lot in your life.
Yeah. Usually during really stressful seasons. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, you used to have an eye twitch when...
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
you
old twitchy.
Had a certain career and...
the church days? When did I... Was that when I... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I forgot about the...
Or like cold sores. You know, all that stuff is...
Yeah, that's usually when
stress.
I have a piece of candy.
Or canker sore, actually.
When you have a strike, when you don't like eat candy... And then and then you just like throw six sour Skittles in your mouth. Your mouth is like, what are you doing? We don't do this anymore.
No.
This is not 2004.
I know. The kids will be like, do you want a lollipop? And I'm like,
absolutely
no.
not. A lollipop would kill me. I already have. Now, the dental stuff. Yeah, there's certainly some correlation there. My grinding of the teeth absolutely came from this year.
Yeah.
And mine is... Uh-huh. It's interesting because what I would be, the pandemic is a cause, but there were other effects from it that weren't the stress. Like the pandemic itself did not stress me out.
Mm-hmm.
The losing of work and then the need to create online content and then civil unrest caused
country.
Me stress. That caused me. Mm-hmm. And then feeling a desire and a need and a conviction to be outspoken about that as I was hemorrhaging fans caused me stress. And that actually was, so the pandemic was related to that and in some ways was the cause, not the civil unrest. That was, you know, the murder of an innocent man. That's what caused that. And then, you know, multiple things after that, but it is, there was certainly some correlation there.
Like during the movie last night, I told myself like 10 times to like relax my shoulders, you know, cause I'm just all tight.
Right.
You know, even though it's enjoyable, but you just gotta like chill out. So,
it is, that is funny. Yeah. I think I told you, I noticed I was grinding my teeth during Trolls World Tour. Also, if you guys are picking that up, that's nice. There's some birds in our backyard. That's lovely. You know what's so funny? I get stressed during the movies. I'm always most...
Are you worried about relationships?
Huh?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm always most... Well, I was going to talk about the movie. I was most stressed. I'm always most stressed right after the movie. It's like 11 p.m. because it was so late.
Uh-huh.
And I always just feel like there's like this like, okay, we did this thing. This was really nice and really fun. And now they just like our kids get so chaotic right at the end of a movie. Like if I go into the bathroom, our kids lose their minds.
Yeah. Anytime you pause the movie to like grab something or go to the bathroom, everyone.
And at the end, all the Joes are hyped. Out. And yeah. It was especially messy last night because we didn't put the popcorn in munchy mugs. We didn't. Sorry,
that was a missed opportunity.
Yeah, I know it was a missed opportunity. If we would have put that in our munchie mugs, honestly, if we
would probably have like 40 kernels under our couch.
We've been watching movies for this last year, and we have not been putting our munchie mug. We've been not using popcorn in our munchie mugs. And honestly, if we would have, I bet we would have none of these symptoms. I bet I wouldn't have grinded my teeth. I would have not. I would not be losing my hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish I could keep my hair in a munchie mug because then it wouldn't fall out is what I'm saying. Guys, let me tell you about our sponsor, Munchie Mug. We are big, big fans of Munchie Mug. They've been a sponsor and a friend of the podcast for a long, long time. And they're a fantastic company. They make the best spill-proof cup on the market. You got those little cups, your kids walking around with their popcorn, with their Cheez-Its, with their goldfish, whatever it may be. Maybe a little pirate's booty. Maybe
those,
a little
veggie sticks.
Maybe some veggie sticks, which are hard to stop eating. Maybe some Triscuits if your kid has a more adult
refined palate.
Exactly. More, they're in there and you're like, hey, I'm glad that you're eating this, but I don't want you to spill it. You know, yeah. I don't want your baby carrots all over the place.
Right.
Baby carrot, because when a baby carrot falls, it rolls under the fridge every time.
Yeah.
Baby carrots have a magnet inside them that is sucked up.
Returns
under the fridge. I would guess no less 5,000 baby carrots under our fridge. That and grapes.
Oh, yeah.
They roll now right reasons. Under there. And you add to that, a lot of the time when I see one right by the fridge, I kick it under the fridge. Not a problem with the munchie mug, because you put your hand in there, it's soft, and that stuff's not coming out. It's made right here in the USA, so that soft, stretchy fabric, it's nice sensory experience, it's dishwasher safe, comes with a spare airtight lid for leftovers, you know, or, you know, if you want to do a little pre-pack, and you get free shipping every day on their website. And if you go to their website, munchiemug.com, and use promo code don't make me, that's one word, no apostrophes, don't make me, you're going to get 25% off your entire order. That is promo code don't make me, one word, no apostrophes, don't make me, at checkout, 25% off your entire order. Hey, there's holidays coming up. Baby showers are coming back. This is a great baby shower, Griff. Great. Early, fantastic. You're going to get that, you know. And get it for the mom. It's a great Mother's Day gift. I mean, the practical for the
That's
practical
very practical.
Mom. You might want to get
better put something else.
You might want to put something in the munchie. I'm not
like a Nordstrom gift card, but it's
honestly,
a start.
Melissa just dropped. This was the first time in the history of our 16 years Melissa just gave the joke hint, which was I would like a Nordstrom card in a munchie mug. So, you know, I'm gonna see if my promo code works for Nordstrom. I don't think it does, but I am positive that Don't Make Me will get you 25% off your order.
Awesome.
So go to munchiemug.com and check it out, everybody. Okay, you were going to say something about relationships.
Oh, well, I think you're right that we are stressed out about different things.
Yes.
Like you get stressed out about like relationship between bookers and
constantly.
So I thought maybe in movies you got stressed out about the characters and their tension being tension between the characters.
Yeah, I don't like when they don't give them a happy ending. That's what I started getting stressed. I was like, are they going to give them a nice little happy ending at the end of this? Because this is make believe, and why not just give people happy endings?
Right. So I have a couple of, this is from the first article. I have some tips.
Some tips.
Remember the article said, and how to
fight brain fog.
Here's how to cope.
How to not grind your teeth during Trolls World Tour.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Okay.
How to not lose your hair. Okay. Well, the first one is super obvious, you know, prioritize health.
Okay.
We all know that.
That's been huge for us. The runs / walks / steps / kettlebell.
Drink water.
Whatever it may
sleep.
Be. Yeah, absolutely. That's what the joke I've been doing. It's just a year of self-improvement and self-destruction.
Yes.
I started flossing and grinding my teeth. Same year.
Second one's really good. It's let things go and prioritize the urgent.
Prioritize the urgent. So you might have to leave
the piles on the floor or...
I feel like that hasn't been stressing you. There's just like a steady pile of clothes that kind of rotates in front of my dresser, and you do not bring that up a lot. And it makes me happy.
It's your stuff.
It is my stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't have to walk around it that often.
Yeah, as long as I don't put a wet towel on the bed. That was an issue for a minute there.
Our daughter lost one of her brand new shirts because she left her stuff in her kayaking backpack for a week.
Uh-huh.
And it grew mold.
Yes.
Her white shirt had mold
spores. I'm surprised you didn't throw out the backpack.
All over it. Honestly, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Goodness.
But the shirt was wet.
You can't put food in that. I mean, unless it's in a munchie mug, then you can, but...
Maybe we'll air it out. I don't know. Okay. I didn't think
prioritize
that.
Health.
Okay.
Let it go.
Third one, you know, you could say grace or self-compassion. It's have more self-compassion.
Okay.
So you need to readjust your goals.
Mm.
That's kind of like the second one.
Right. Right.
You know, like, hey, you're not operating at 100%. That's impossible.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, it has to do with like, particularly with like your kids' academics, I feel like you're you and I have talked a little bit about that where we've seen like a lot of really funny TikToks about teachers who put together these amazing assignments and then like 6 out of the 30 kids turn them in. And I've told you a little bit, we've gotten discouraged about maybe Claire not reading as well as we wanted her to, or Gloria's had her various struggles we're just like, are they doing the work? Are they showing up each day and doing it? Because our first grade Zoom class, that number gets smaller every day.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, we're doing an hour or 50 minutes a week right now on the reading stuff, like in addition to our class. Like we're doing, it's not a year of excelling academically. Because even Joel's getting like great grades and stuff. And I'm like, I'm not sure how much you're learning.
No.
Yeah. I think you're just good at finding the way to get this work done. And that doesn't make you a better student. That just means you've got the right brain to make this work.
He knows how to pass.
He knows how to pass. He knows how to get A's. Yeah, exactly. So
what is he learning? Debatable.
He's learning that.
He's learning how to cook.
And he's been streaming a lot on Netflix. It is interesting. We have like a kid that watches the same stuff as us. He is learning how to cook. That's great. Okay, how many more are those? That's 3.
Okay, well.
No, I want to know how many more.
Okay, let's see
plan out
here.
The rest of the episode here.
I can do like 8, but I don't have to.
Hit me with all 8.
Nurture relationships, like call someone or text someone.
What about when you invite them over and then they cancel on you? Got ghosted on a couple bonfire invites.
Oh, I got a tip for you. Are you ready?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Is this on one of the tips?
This was in the article. Stay right there. Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Practicing compassionate detachment.
Okay, what's
when
that?
When confronted with an issue that makes you feel frustrated or resentful, observe something, but don't absorb it. Our emotional energy is finite and negativity drains it the most.
That's like asking you, that's not even a thing a human can do. That's asking you to be a different thing than you are.
To be a robot?
So exactly. So for me to go, one of my closest friends said he was going to do something and then he didn't do it. Or then he didn't give me a reason why he just didn't do it. And then just go back to my normal life.
No, like, you observe it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That was my observation.
Like, no. Just speak about it like I'm Data from Star Trek.
Oh, I know.
It's hilarious.
It doesn't it sound good though?
It sounds so good, but it's literally impossible. It's what you and I have said since the start of our relationship. I think before we got married, we kind of discovered together. We'll say it all the time. Like, you don't choose how you feel, and you don't choose how somebody else feels. Mm-hmm. So you walk into this room, and depending on its condition, you feel a certain way about it, and I feel a certain way about it.
So what this article would say, you know, out of everything that's out of control, what can I control?
Right.
And you can't control other people.
Right.
So you can invite them over.
I can try. They have massive control issues.
You can invite them over and then you can't control.
Yeah, but Melissa, why don't they want to spend time with us?
This happened to Glory over the weekend, too.
I know. You're just like, but I want you to spend time with me. Or want you. I don't actually even want to. I want you to want to. I want you to want me. That's a great song.
You know? I think you have to let yourself be sad and then decide what you can do.
Are you saying it's my own pain that I'm scared of? All right, hit me with more stuff.
This one's great. Take a break. So like a mental vacation. Mm-hmm. That's watching 4 hours of Zack Snyder's, movie.
Can you just zone out on TikTok? Does that count?
TikTok? What about a comedy special?
One called Overwhelmed on Amazon?
Yeah.
That's a great one.
So take a brain break?
Brain break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Melissa's good at that one. I would say I see you do that a couple times a day. We just lose.
I'm reading these articles.
We just lose Melissa in a Instagram fog. It's great.
Okay. Get outside.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. It like reduces your stress levels.
Backyard been huge for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sit outside
until you got to do yard work, because then at a certain point you go, oh, now I'm stressed to be back here because it looks bad.
All the work you have to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It looks great. I wish my friends would come over and see it.
Okay. Next one. Mindfulness.
We did this for you.
So good, Dustin. Mindfulness, meditation, prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Gratefulness or serving others.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're taking your focus off yourself. And then do something creative. And that maybe you're super overwhelmed. I said this huge list, right? And then they always say set really tiny goals.
Right.
Like a walk around the block.
Watch a comedy special called Overwhelmed.
That's goal number one.
Obviously. That's good stuff.
I think we solved a lot of problems today.
This is our
today.
First article discussion.
I know.
Let us know if you guys want more of this.
Or less.
Well, we'll know by the downloads. good stuff. All right, let's do a couple emails and then we're going to get out of here. This one is from Daniel. And its subject is Daddy's Home, but don't get used to it. That was the name of one of the episodes, right?
Yes. Like two ago? Yeah.
Hey, mm-hmm. Dustin and Melissa, I just got finished listening to your latest podcast episode, Daddy's Home, but don't get used to it. It couldn't have been more relevant. I arrived in California on Sunday for my first crisis relief. Oh, yeah, Daniel, you'd emailed us before.
The nurse, right?
Mm-hmm. Which, good news for Southern California, LA County, has actually turned into a normal traveling nurse assignment because the hospital, which had 130 COVID patients 6 weeks ago, is down to 4 COVID patients.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
There's more light at the end of the tunnel. My wife, not possessive, hilarious, is remaining in Tulsa, Oklahoma to finish out the school year with our 3 kids, possessive. They were supposed to be joining me in San Diego today for spring break, but their connecting flight through Denver got canceled because of a giant snowstorm.
Oh,
right,
no.
I just missed that. I feel like my wife can totally relate to Melissa right now. Put on your oxygen mask first. Our kids have totally been acting out. But then again, they act out year round.
Sure.
We got into parent-child interactive therapy when our oldest child, who was then 5, threatened to cut my arms off because I was carrying him to the bath. That's hilarious. That's not funny. Sorry, but it's a little funny. I mean, I know most kids hate taking baths, but seriously, it actually really helped me and is now our most responsible, compliant child, as you can tell by the fact that I'm sending this email with hands and they're still connected to arms and... that are still connected to my body. I also learned better ways of parenting our kids than just manhandling them, which is something I think you have to learn with your oldest child because you're used to just physically carrying them around for the first couple of years of life. An added sure. benefit of therapy is that I feel like I can fit right in Southern California and begin my sentences. So I was talking to my therapist the other day. Absolutely accurate. Thanks again. P.S. Dustin, I purchased your comedy special Overwhelmed on Amazon the other day and laughed out loud several times. I'm staying in my hotel alone. My favorite part was when you called out the guy for falling asleep in the front row. Mm-hmm. As a night shift nurse who works weekends, I've been that guy several times at church on Sunday mornings, but I'm smart enough not to sit in the front row. Thank you for the email, Daniel.
Amazing.
You know, the one thing about my special is like half the crowd was in the front row. So next one, subject, holiday no teeth.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is from Jessica, Post Falls, Idaho. Post Falls, that's close to Spokane, I think. Yeah. It's right across the way. I'm with Melissa on this one. Like many moms, I'm the one taking the kids to the dentist, not dad, mm-hmm. and I hate dealing with cavities and fillings. I'd much rather let the kids skip a shower before bed than skip brushing and flossing. You can clean up a smelly kid. You can't brush away a tooth decay.
Whoa.
That rhymes. That's really
good. That's good.
Yeah. Melissa just,
I need to
Melissa just
make a
stitched
plaque
that under
that.
A pillow.
Yeah.
Last one right here. You get us through. Got us through. This is from Brett. Brett, Dustin, and Melissa, I wanted to say thank you for doing what you do. We just finished a 3,000-plus-mile road trip with our 3 kids.
Whoa.
I know, what were we thinking? Don't make me come back. There was shouted across the country just about every hour on the hour for the entire hour. Lots of word-of-mouth marketing was happening for your podcast. We'll send you the bill later this week.
Yes.
In all seriousness, it was a trip we thought would be either amazing or disastrous. We took a chance. We had some bumps on the road as expected, just traveling with a 7, 11, and 12-year-old. We saw amazing sights in the Southwest. I've wanted to share with my family for years and created some memories our kids will remember for a lifetime. If we had to go back in time, we'd do it again. I'd say we average only one major breakdown a day between both kids and adults, so we'll call that a win. Hopefully you guys did Mom's Quiet Hour.
That's awesome. I want the itinerary.
Yes. to my point, my wife turned me onto the podcast during this trip. We balanced our car speakers to the front of the car and caught up on about 10 hours of your podcast. No lie. Wow. Over the 7-day stretch. My wife and I saw you open in the Quad Cities, which you pointed out is actually a 5-city area. Hilarious. So these are the keen observations that you can count on from me when I come mm-hmm. to your city. A year or so ago, full disclosure, I don't remember where the Quad Cities are. I remember
I don't either.
That all sounds right that I made that joke. I don't remember where this is in the country. But they said they were in the Southwest, but it was a 3,000.
But that was their road trip, so.
Where is the Quad Cities? I have to look this up. I know the Tri-Cities.
Yeah, in Washington.
Quad Cities is, visit your, Iowa, Illinois, Davenport. Yeah, that makes sense. I've been in that area a million times.
Nice.
Which point is I could fight hilarious. A year ago, okay. And that was on what was our last weekend date before the kids at home with us for the eternity corona nonsense happened. My wife is a nurse. We got a lot of nurses and families that listen to this pod. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys. And the company I work for largely brings in income when I'm on the road. So we see all sides of the COVID junk and have enjoyed you sharing both seriousness and ridiculousness that is the pandemic. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you and your wife sharing and being real about your journey as parents and a couple and tackling real issues in the manner that you do. It's been fun tuning in. Thanks for helping us grind out 47 hours of drive time over the past week, but never again. New regular listener,
yes.
Brett.
But never again. That's great.
Oh, yeah. And then they sent us some pictures that we'll check out here in a second. So thank you so
Love
much,
that.
Brett. Thank you to all of us, all of you. Please, mm-hmm. by all means, continue to shoot us emails and questions and comments and concerns and worries and subject ideas and all those type things at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to that episode, everybody. I wanted to give a special shout out to our designated drivers. That is our highest level of patrons. Demarius Diaz Stevens, Troy Meacham, Dave Hoagland, and Rachel Jakewith. Really appreciate your support of the podcast. If you have not already, please like and subscribe and share. Backseaters, you mean the world to us. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.